Hey, all this right. is episode 7 of Homies Around the World with your host, Sweaty Yeti. And I've got two of my favorite people in the world here. Person number one, can you just tell my 5 listeners what your name is and where you came from?
I'm Allison Rose Larson, now Merinoaja. And
What was that you just said? Merinoaja?
Now Merinoaja.
Oh, Merinoaja. Okay. Your Florida accent just threw me off a little bit.
My mouth is full of durum right now. But yeah, moved to Copenhagen, Denmark almost a year ago from Portland, Oregon.
And who is this handsome man to your right?
My husband.
I am David. I am Alison's husband, mm-hmm. and I'm from Spain, and I met my lovely wife in the U.S. 8 years ago, and 1 year ago we decided to move here to Copenhagen, and now we're hosting our friend Zach. Mm-hmm.
And how did we first meet, Allison?
I think at the same time we moved our businesses into the Goldsmith blocks in Chinatown, Portland, Oregon. I think it was 2008 or 7.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've been friends for a long time.
About 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Or more.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was 10 years.
So we're in, would this be considered downtown Copenhagen, or what area, what part of town are we in?
We're hanging out right now in Østerbro.
Østerbro?
Mm-hmm.
It's one residential neighborhood.
Okay. And we are eating some delicious kebabs at their favorite kebab shop called, what's it called?
Durum Bar Ust.
Durum Bar Ust. And I like the background ambiance. There's biker. So we're on a kind of a busy street sitting outside. There's bikers and skateboarders and people walking by. Hopefully you guys can pick up all this. Some little scooter action. So it's pretty happening part of town.
It is.
So what circumstances led you guys to move to Copenhagen?
I think we always will love Portland, and it's always going to be.
It's okay. You can trash Portland. It's no big deal.
But I had lived there for 16 years, David for 8, and we went through some personal stuff that really got a little suffocating and exhausting, and so we just needed a big ass change.
Yeah.
But so we vacationed here in 2015, fell in love with the city. It's not the only European city that we absolutely love, but we thought, okay.
What else did you consider?
We did think about Amsterdam.
Okay.
We always thought about Madrid because, we have a community of friends and a family there. And, it would have been another easy option. Yeah. But we liked the idea of having ownership over the city we lived in. And not necessarily being right in the back pocket of our family.
Yeah.
But what Copenhagen offers is design mecca for me, wind turbines and wind power for David.
Can you explain that a little bit? What's your job, actually?
Well, so Denmark is probably one of the windiest places on Earth, I would say. And I always wonder why they don't, come up with this business of, exporting wind, because they have, tons. Mm-hmm. And really have a business case that they could actually package wind and ship it to other places. It's really, really a country of wind industry. I am happy to work for one of the main world developers, actually the first one that has the highest market share on offshore wind. And my job is pretty much making sure that all the computer systems that run as, you know, the brains of all those wind farms, you know, just to make sure that all the wind farms run smoothly and do what humans want them to do. And yeah, just kind of like sending data and analyzing all the data, and just like kind of like providing intelligence to the wind farms. That's my job.
So you're pretty much on the cutting edge of sustainable energy.
Yeah, I would say it that way.
Hey, you don't have to be humble. So, mm-hmm. I mean,
That's my man.
And Allison. Tell us about your business and kind of where you're at with that.
Mm-hmm. So Introspects is based in Portland, Oregon, and we do residential and commercial design for clients. It's now, it's 14 years old, and it's for the last year has been in the hands of Virginia Gormley, who's my senior designer.
Shout out,
Virginia. And she's running the show, and I've kind of taken a back seat and mentored her through situations, and we do more of a weekly check-in, and I'm more of a guide for her when she needs me. I do accounts receivable and payable.
What are the challenges, like, trying to run a business from a remote location? I mean, do you have much, like, stress or pressure, or does she just kind of handle it all and you can kind of sit back and...
Yeah. She's done a really great job of handling pretty much everything, A to Z. I think I was in a really big need of change and a break, and so starting off, we talked twice a week, and it's kind of been uncomfortable once a week for a long time, and I don't really feel necessarily pressure in the role I'm in, but I do feel the pain that she goes through if there's a difficult client or if she's not really making, you know, sales. She puts out a lot of proposals, and of course you have to do a lot of that before some of those come through, so it's been an exercise in practicing management more than hands-on, you know, doing things myself. And I have to say I have a lot of improvement to do with just sort of sitting back and asking more questions to allow her to blossom.
Yeah.
But
do you feel kind of like a mentor or something?
Yes. Yeah. And I've really enjoyed that role. I really enjoy, I mean, a positive for me, just like a reflective moment for me has been to be a mentor to her and realize how much I actually know, how much I've really learned, and what an expert I am over the last 15 years.
And this is kind of a side note, because, I mean, you're thinking about what your next move is. Do you want to stay in your same industry? Do you want to go off in a totally different branch? And
And
I've talked about this before. I mean, it's a similar place to where I'm at, where, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do once this trip is over, and I've got a lot of things on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully I'm going to get some expert coaching from David later on in this stopover in Copenhagen. But it must be very stressful to just kind of be in this transition stage where you're in a new city, navigating all the ropes from that, and then also stepping away from something that you're so familiar with for what? How long is it? How long have you run it? 14 years. Wow.
And it's true that one of the realizations I'm having during this, like, chaotic, what I'm calling my midlife crisis, is that I feel like part of really going 2 feet in here and knowing what my next move will be may involve really letting go of Introspects for a while, for real. And that is scary.
We've been talking a little bit about how stressful it can be to, like, relocate to a new city and all that stuff. I mean, we don't have to get into all the details of that for sure, but For somebody who, like myself, who's thinking about possibly relocating, maybe perhaps moving out of Portland, and these guys have been living in Copenhagen for roughly about the last year. When did you guys move? September?
October.
What's like a piece of advice that you could give to somebody thinking about moving abroad and doing the expat thing? Allison's motioning over to David.
It's a lot. It's hard to narrow it down.
Yeah. It's something I've learned is that because we kind of fell in love with this city when we came first as tourists, something I've learned is that it's not necessarily what you appreciate as a tourist. It's what you appreciate out of a city when you're actually living in that city. So that, you know, I think we've all experienced sometimes being in a city for a few days as a tourist, and it's like, oh my gosh, I would totally move here. Well, it might be true in some cases, but in this case, I think that for me, it was like, oh, all right. It's not as easy as it looks.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of getting used to a lot of new things. And it can be great, depending on where you are at in your life, I think. Or it can be pretty hard for you. I think it's worth, probably, on the long run. You always learn something new. It's going to go to your, you know, baggage of good things that you are learning, you know, in your life. But I think it's definitely going to... I mean, always learning is hard. And probably the hardest things in life is the ones that teach you the most. So, on that regard, it's positive, but it's definitely challenging.
Did you feel like much challenges when you moved to Portland, when you first started living in Portland?
No. Really? Moving to Portland was really easy.
Really?
For some reason, it felt like so easy. It felt like, for me, like everything felt like an upgrade. Like, people were nicer than in Madrid. People were, I don't know, like, I never got smiled at while going for a jog.
Huh.
You know, it was just something that I had never really followed. Or going to the grocery and just like, hey, good morning. What are you going to do with these clams? You know, all those kind
We're
of like...
put that on a t-shirt. What are you going to do with these clams?
So, yeah, that small talk that, you know, it's like, it was just like, well, you know, it really like, kind of like, you know, it really brings you up, you know, your morale. So, I really, that was really great, you know, and then...
Did you scout it out before you moved there? Like, had you visited?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
I didn't know anything about Portland.
Yeah.
And it took me, I think, 1 week to feel like I want to be here for a while.
Yeah, 1 week.
Yeah.
Versus, yeah.
It is true that the language was not totally foreign for me. You know, I could speak English. It was true that I found a community of Spaniards, you know, within the same company, which made it, like, very easy. Like, out of the gate, you have a few friends that share language with you and share the culture and kind of are in the same place as you are, you know, like, kind of like an expat. And so I think that I probably underestimated all those... I don't know, like things that really, really make everything, all those enablers that made everything very, very, very easy.
Well, and it was also a different part of our lives. You moved to Portland single. The expat scheme was amazing. You lived right downtown next to your office.
Yeah, everything was.
The work was exciting.
Very easy.
Yeah. And, you know, here we are, you know, still pretty young. But we're 40, and it's a different kind of relationship. We're married.
You should see these guys. They look, they're like the most attractive couple you've ever seen. So don't believe them when they say they're super old. It's all BS.
But I think you feel that ground zero start over a little bit more. And we have been lucky to make some expat friends. And, you know, we have what seems to be like a working network now, which feels amazing.
And other things, Allison is currently learning Danish, so she's gonna demonstrate some of her Danish skills. I'm putting her on the spot, so she's like waving me off.
No.
Let's hear some Danish.
What do you want me to say? You're gonna have to start me off.
Just say, "Hi, I'm Allison, and this is the best damn kebab I've ever had."
Okay. Hi, ja hele Allison. Er dir den beste kebab jeg har godt li?
I believe you.
Det er meget dejligt.
Well, I don't want to embarrass these guys any further. I just, these are two of the only friendly faces I'm going to see on my long journey until I get to Jordan where I'll see my team. So they've been kind enough to put me up in their beautiful guest room, and we've had a couple beers, so we're just kind of kicking it, and I think that's all for now.
I have a buzz.
Oh, Allison has a buzz. She wants my five listeners to know that she has a buzz.
Yeah.
So, skull.
Skull. We love you, Zach.
Love you, too.
Love you.